When people find out what Courtney Carey does for a living, their body language changes.
They stand up straighter, they might not talk to me as much. But when people do ask me what I do, instead of saying I'm an etiquette consultant or I'm the director of an etiquette school, I'd rather say I help teach people the social skills to feel comfortable and confident in any environment.
The elegant blonde in a black suit and white lace shirt has a degree in politics, philosophy, and economics. She's also a graduate of both the New York School of Etiquette and the Protocol School of Washington. Carey appears eminently qualified to direct South Africa's first school of etiquette. It's inside a French chateau-style mansion in the opulent Johannesburg suburb of Sandhurst. For Carey, this place of marble fountains bubbling from manicured lawns and crystal chandeliers gleaming from pressed ceilings is the perfect setting for her unique enterprise.
I'm not teaching good manners. I'm teaching behaviors and how to best suit the situation that you're in. So we're actually improving your social skills because etiquette is the fine art of getting along with people.
She says people spend years learning technical abilities at universities, but never spend a minute on perfecting their social flair.
If you can interact confidently, you will build better relationships or stronger relationships, get better contracts, and earn higher profits, essentially.
So Carey insists that employing soft skills, as she calls them, will get you a great job or win you a lucrative tender. She teaches her pupils, be genuinely attentive to people, look them in the eye, and never interrupt them.
Make the people around you feel important. Make them feel special. Because if you can do that, that is a true gift, and that is also charisma. If you are charismatic, people like you. So if someone likes you, they will support you. They will help you. They will choose you over somebody else. You will get the promotion over someone else. They'll choose your company and that contract over someone else.
Carey gives instruction on polite cell phone behavior. She says many South Africans are losing business and friends through careless use of the devices.
Hello. Sorry, I must go now. I must take his call.
Carey maintains it's bad manners to pay attention to your phone rather than to the person in front of you.
No phones should be seen at any social occasion. They should not be on a table. They should not be in your hand. They should be put away, and if you need to, you can check it every 45 minutes.
She also teaches people to deliver a good toast.
Begin, be brief, and bow out. Begin, say why you're toasting. Be brief. So we're paying homage to somebody here and what they've done really well in their lives. And here's to Darren.
According to Carey's rule book, President Barack Obama made a perfect toast during his state visit to South Africa in June 2013.
To President Zuma and Madam Zuma for their outstanding leadership in carrying on the great traditions of the South African struggle. Pula.
Carey teaches a course called The Art of Dining at her school. Bad table manners irritate her. In a smart restaurant in Johannesburg, patrons tuck into food. Some bang their plates and cutlery and eat with a relish of ravenous beasts.
This is terrible. People leaving spoons in their cups when they're drinking coffee.
I didn't.
No, you didn't. I checked before I said that. Swapping hands with the cutlery and shoveling the food.
Another of Carey's courses instructs strong-willed, independent women on how to be more feminine by appreciating men's chivalrous acts.
I've had women tell me they think chivalry's dead, but yet when a man opens a door for her, she doesn't think it's necessary to say thank you. To her, chivalry is dead because it's dead in her mind. What I do teach women, though, is that if a man does open the door or do a chivalrous act, you thank him and you look him in the eye.
On a crisp winter's evening, Carey closes an etiquette session and gives a final address to pupils.
Unfortunately, I don't have a magic wand to make you immediately perfect. The hard part starts now, and that is implementing and practicing these skills.
Then she plays a motivational DVD.
Feel them breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky.
Inspirational scenarios, such as a sprinter in a race, appear on screen. The tension is heightened by dramatic music and the forceful, gruff voice of an American narrator, who at one stage exhorts viewers to fight the enemy within.
Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field of lions, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster and you can throw a little harder, that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion.
Afterwards, some of Carrie's clients smile when asked if they now feel like lions.
My name is Dudu Zotetsi.
Did you come here because you had bad manners?
No, actually, it wasn't about manners, right? We thought the course is going to teach us about how to outshine competition, but then we've learned a lot about how we carry ourselves.
She says the School of Etiquette has taught her skills to boost her confidence in business, like using correct eye contact and body language. Tsotetsi's colleague, Maureen Daniels, says the expertise she's learned from Carrie will help her professionally and personally.
I was actually initially, I was very negative, thought, oh, it's another training, another whole day in a session where we're just going to listen and listen and listen. I was wrong. We got here, we're coming out with a totally different mindset. We are taught how to be dealing with people and people that we spend most of our times with, being our colleagues and the people at home, being my husband and my kids.
For Carrie, Daniels and Tsotsetsi are tiny steps in her mission to improve etiquette in South Africa, but she insists she's able to be as uncouth as the next person.
There's got to be a little bit of excitement in life, I suppose.
What do you do when you behave badly? You don't have to tell me the truth.
Oh, it's like, my secret. I wear jeans. I slouch sometimes when I'm tired. I get annoyed when my boyfriend talks to me too much and I don't end up...
Yet looking at Carrie seated graciously in an antique chair in the ornate cigar lounge of her chateau, luminescent light from a chandelier shining off her golden hair and pearly teeth, it's hard to be convinced of her ability to be bad-mannered, an image that no doubt satisfies her steadily growing stream of pupils. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.